in this way. From the time eternal, we are going up and then reaction, going down. And when going down, loan is finished, taken, and then we are light and going up. And going up and exploiting, exporting, exploiting, and becoming heavy and going down. And when going down, loan is taken away, and we are light and going up in this sattva rajatama. Eternally in this vicious circle moving, helplessly, helplessly. Gita says, yajñātāt karmanannatra lokoyam karma-bandhanam. Nahi kaścit khanavri jātuti sthitta karma-ket. Even for a second one cannot live without incurring some debt in this atmosphere. The śās-praśās, the water, the step throwing, the fire for the necessity of the body, always creating disturbance and killing so many insects, all helplessly, hopelessly. And the reaction you must have to take, can't avoid. Then why has the Khanavali Jaduti Stata Karma Kit? The Yajñātāt Karmana Unnatra Rukoyam Karma Bandhana. Karma Sashvat Abhadra. It is eternally the karma, the exploitation, the elevationist. They are always in within Ashubha, inauspicious, and ultimately meeting death. Yajñātāt Yajñovai Vishnu Riti Sude. Work for him, connect everything with the center, with the absolute, and you do. Then you can get out of this entanglement. You can't avoid energizing, but try to energize only for him, connect with the center, and you will be relieved thereby to the nth term. Jat karushi jat asnasi jat juhusi jat tamasi tat kurushya madhatpanam. That is the way to get out, no other way, to get out of law of karma. In this way, everything is connected with the absolute and we are in it. So 100% when we are engaged with him, then we are free. And then there is a gradation of the engagement according to the intensity and also the nature, the attitude, how to approach to serve him, and what is his nature we have to know. So Narayan conception of Godhead, the Vasudev, the Narayan conception, the Rama conception, the Dharukesha conception, Mathuresh, Vrindavan conception, different type of conception of the Absolute is there. Gradually we have to accommodate with them and go on. And there is a difference also in our acquisition according to our acceptance of the gradation in the understanding of the Absolute characteristic. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Siddhai Gaur Hari Bol. Okay. Are you catching us with your Siddhai Gaur Hari Bol? What's the time? 9:30.
9:05.
9:05? Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj,
yes?
Is the exhibition of psychic powers is bad for spiritual life or good?
Exhibition of?
Psychic powers.
Psychic powers, no good. That is bad. Male engagement. What for? I should have no time but the service of my Lord. Yamadivir Yogavati Kamalubu Hatu Muhu. Mukunda Sevaya Jadva Tathar Dhatmano Sanmati. Devarshi Narada says, by Yama, Niyam, Asana in the yoga, we can get some facility to get control over our senses. But that is for the time being, not permanently. But if we can engage ourselves in our natural service towards the Lord, we are saved from. The Mahaprabhu says, karma yoga gyan. In Bhagavad Gita, nahang vedu no tapasa no gyane no notijaya. In this way, and also, tapasibhu dhiko yogi gyanibhu vimatul dhiko karmi bhascha dhiko yogi tasmat yogi bhavarjuna. At yogi nam avishadvesan madgati nam taratmana saddhavam bhajati yoman swami yukta tamo mata. Nahang vedu no tapasa no dhani no nam yoga inati. Gaur Hari Bol. Mahaprabhu says, that even an example, that a man is poor, then one astrologer comes to him, why you are poor? There is much wealth underground. You have to find that. Then your poverty will disappear. But cautious, careful. Don't approach from the southern side. Then there is that hornet, so many hornets there, Bhimrul Chak. They will come one by one and bite you. You will be disturbed and won't be able to go to the wealth. That is karma kanda. If you do any work, and the result, every result will come and capture you, good or bad. And you will be from getting it. Then don't go approach from the eastern side, western. That is a yokhoyam. Yokho means that Oishwarya, magician, something like magician, superpower magician, he will offer you this anima, dokima, bhakti, all these, so many things will offer you, and you will be enchanted by that. you won't be allowed to come. You will be misguided and not allowed to come to the wealth proper. So that is yoga, yokhoyakhoy, Mahaprabhu says. And you don't go to approach from the northern side. There is a pantheon or the python, a big serpent, or yoga. He will come out and devour it also. The Gano, the Soham. He will be one with Brahma. You have no existence at all. Who will come to enjoy the wealth? Just try to approach from the eastern side, from that path of bhakti, sadhu sangha, adhu sadha, sadhu sangha, and take the name of the Lord and approach it, will get it easy. So, karma mukha nirikkhak, so in Bhagavat also, it is easy to dispense with the karma elevation, but it is difficult to do away the charm of knowledge that I shall know everything. But Bhagavad says that that is the worst enemy of you to go towards the Absolute. Worst enemy is gyan, and you want to know. You try to put you in the subjective position, and you are trying always to draw the super subjective thing in your objective area. And that is impossible, and that is killing of time. So jnana mishra bhakti, jnana shunya bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti, karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti. Gyan is also the enemy that you don't want to know. You want to become subject of that super subject. Is it possible? And in an objective mood, you have to approach that super subjective. Gyan shunya bhakti, Mahaprabhu recommended. When I came to read this in Ramananda Bhangvat. Gyanamishra bhakti eva vajjo age kahoa. Gyanushunna bhakti eva hai age kahoa. Here it is. Now go further. And the Karmamishra, Gyanamishra, with the speech of elevation, the speech of knowing everything, dismissed. No, it is all futile, useless, killing of time. Because he is super subject. You have object to him. Indriyani paranyah, indriyibhva paranman, manasastu para buddhi, buddhi rātmā mahaṁ para, buddhi ja para tastu sa. Who are you? You are cast, your knowledge is cast towards this objective world through the channels of your senses. Senses are all important. If you have no senses, then no world for you. If you have got no mind, you will say, I was unattentive, I could not see a man pass through your front. No, I did not see him. Why? I was unmindful. So mind is more important within you than your senses. Then again, go to the stage of judgment. Buddhi, reason, that is more and more important. You are an idiot, you may have your senses, you may have your mind, you may have your property, but you are an idiot, your life is useless and ludicrous. So buddhi is all important in you. Then from buddhi you approach higher, you will find your own self, atma. Then beyond that, paramatma, in this way, the brahma, the narayana, that is on the other side, they are all subjective. Super subject. You are an object. In this way you have to approach this subjective area. So Gyanushunya Bhakti, the energy will be wasted which is used to know him. You cannot know him. You are a point of knowledge and the ocean of knowledge and a subjective character. So you can only be utilized by him. You submit, surrender wholly to him, and he will utilize you, and that will be the proper connection, and you will be benefited most thereby. So, Gyani prayasamuja paschanamanta eva jivanti sanmukaridang bhavadiyavad. Who has left a hopeless about the achievement of his knowledge, and submit, he will utilize you. He knows best of your interest. He is your guardian. Suridam sarva bhutanam gyatamam shanti mirichyati. When a person finds peace, when he is the ultimate controller of the whole world, he is my friend, he is my guardian. My interest is well represented there in his heart. Then only he can find peace, otherwise not. So, only surrender, and he knows best your interest, and he will utilize you for your best interest. That is the way recommended by Mahaprabhu. Saranagata, the bhakti school, has recommended Saranagata, surrender. And Aurobindo also says, Yoga and this object, his book, that we must set aside our own spirit of searching our own welfare. How much we know? It is better to leave everything for his discretion. You did, but then he will come to decide for me. And how? The infinite knowledge will come to decide in my favor. And that will I must be benefited infinitely, a greater way. How what is good, what is bad, how much I know. So I leave everything for it to him. I am surrendering. You do on my behalf. I do not know what. So only take his name. Don't pray. Don't trust anything on him, any condition. Give me this. Never say. But I want you. I want you. Who can give everything? I want you. So I want the greatest thing, not any partial thing. That is the most intelligent way to approach it. That's all. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Gyan Sunna Bhakti, Karma Gyan Adjana Vajan, the designation of devotion is given by Rupa Goswami in this way. Anyavhidasita Sunnam, preaching desires should be eliminated first. Karma Gyan Adjana Vajan, the spirit of elevating your own self, your own position, that should be given up. As Gyan Adjana Vajan, I am one with you. No, you are of degraded nature, substance, and he is above, unvulnerable. And you are vulnerable stuff. So you are not one with him. Karma jnana janavitam anukulena. And also to serve him, seeking his satisfaction, not to be arrayed in the opposite camp. In this way, we want to cultivate our serving attitude towards him. And he quoted also from Devarshi Narada's scriptures. Narada says, Sarvopadhi vinit muktam tatparatyena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruttama. The high type of devotion it should be like this. Sarvopadhi vinit muktam. Upadhi means which is foreign, not natural, but it has come after to capture us, like so many dresses. Sarva upadhi vinit muktam, what is unnatural, what is artificial, what has come after, that all should be eliminated. What is eternal substance in me, that should be taken into account. Tatparatyena nirmalam, and the pavitrata, the purity of your action, will depend on how much it will satisfy him, the center. To what degree it is producing satisfaction in the center of mind. That would be the criterion of purity. How much the center is satisfied by your action. Not that you are vulnerable thing. What do you know? What is bad? What is good? How much do you know? You are expected to know what is good, what is bad. He knows the best and depend on him. And that will be the best intelligence and the reason, judiciousness and the virtue, everything. So surrender to him. Saranagati. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Anukulyasya sankalpa. Pratikulla visarjanam, rakhishatiti vishyasu, gopriti varanam tatha, atmanikhipa karpanya sarvidha saranagati. And what is saranagati? That has been described in these six ways. Six departments of knowledge has been extended to us to understand what is saranagati, how to prepare for saranagati, to get him, to achieve him as our own. In this way, I compiled one book collecting many stanzas from many places, from many sources, and couched in this six forms. Prapanna Jivanamrtam, that is going to be published very soon in English. It is already in Bengali script, Sanskrit book. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Bengali, a Saranagati, very good, life-giving book. Very simple, as well as very life-giving. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari. In the Ramanuja Sampradaya also there is one, Prapanna Jivana, Prapanna Amatam. Mine is Prapanna Jivana Amatam, but in the Ramanuja Sampradaya I am told there is a book, I have not found it, Prapanna Amatam. Yamuna Jajo Satakopa. There are also great exponents of Saranagati. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Bhikkha Kale Bhakta Kare Atma Samarpan. Sei Kale Krishna Tare Kare Atma Samo. Sei Deho Kare Tar Chidanandamay. Aprakita Dehi Krishna Charana Bhajay. Murtu Jada Takta Samasta Karma. Vivirita Atma Vichikir Situne. Tada amritattam patipadyamano মহাত্মা ভূয়া যত কলপতি বলি মাই শরণাগতি দে এন্টার ইন টু মাই ফ্যামিলি কানেকশন ব্রহ্ম ভূয়া কলপতি আত্ম ভূয়া কলপতি সনাতন গোস্বামী এক্সপ্লেন্স ইন দিস ওয়ে আত্ম ভূয়া বিকামস হিজ ওন এন্টার ইন টু হিজ ফ্যামিলি লাইফ অফ দি লর্ড হাউ সুইট ইট ক্যান বি গৌধরি বল গৌধরি বল গৌধরি বল গৌধরি বল হ্যাঁ নমর টুডে আই ফিনিশ ইয়ার গেটিং টায়ার আফটার ওয়ার্ক মোর আফটার ওয়ার্ক কৃপা সিন্ধু বিপতি জানান পাবনি ভূম মহারাজ টেক ইউর সিট হিয়ার
হরে কৃষ্ণ ইউর রিকোয়েস্ট
গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি গৌর হাউ মেনি আর ইউ বিজ্ঞাতম ভবতি যস্মিন প্রাপ্তি সর্বমিদম প্রাপ্তম ভবতি তদ বিজিজ্ঞাসস্ব তদেব ব্রহ্ম উই হ্যাভ টু নো হোয়াট শুড বি রিয়েল এনকোয়ারি বি এনকোয়ারি আফটার দ্যাট থিং বাই নোয়িং হুইচ এভরিথিং ইজ নোন ইট ইজ পসিবল ফর আদার্স ওপিনিয়ন্স অফ সেলফ সাফিসিয়েন্ট পিপল হোয়াট ইজ দিস Then gradually, of course, I had read this shloka from Bhagavatam in my previous life. It came to my mind, yes, it is possible. Vidyate hridaya granthi, all the ties, that is vasana, kamana, I want this, I want that, I want those, all untied, nothing necessary. Nothing necessary more. Vidyate hridaya granthi. All the ties are untied, gone. Chidyante sarva samsaya. More serious thing. All the doubts are cleared. It is unthinkable. It is unthinkable that all doubts will be cleared. I shall be over a doubtless area. Most unthinkable, astounding. Kiyanti Jashyabhavan. Such urgent life is there. We can accept that life. We don't want anything. We are above all suspicion, all doubts, and all past actions. Finished. No reaction from them. Released from all reactions of our past life. Siddhanti Vidyati Hridayagranthi, Siddhanti Sarvasanshaya, Kriyanti Chasya Karmani, Mayi Drishti Akhilatmani. When I am seen everywhere, such things happen. And this is the end of life. No other alternative. No other duty to attain than this code. To be a student, eternal student of this universal education of Upanishad and Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the right root of the Vedanta Upanishad. So, no other urgent business anyone may have than the solution of the entanglement of lives together, eternal life. We shall engage ourselves wholeheartedly, exclusively only to that thing, that inquiry. That engagement, no other engagement should be considered, but only this. Wherever you are, begin your life with this. Sthane sthita. Wherever you are, At present your position you hold does not matter, but come to this central inquiry.
फिर आएंगे जरूर
हरे
Srila Dev Goswami, yesterday you agreed to comment on Shishashtakam. Starting today, you agreed that you would comment on the different verses of Shishashtakam, starting with Chetodarpana Marjanam. So, we can try to publish
your
response. You could be kind to us.
Even Mahaprabhu, he gave us his advice in his 8 stanzas composed by himself. His other advices we had in the writings of so many devotees, but these 8 shloka, Shikhashtakam, comes direct from him, as it is, totally. And the first is this: Chetu Dharpanu Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagmine Papanam Sreya Kaidava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam आनंदाम बुद्धिवर्धनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णामता साधनम सर्वात्म स्मरणम परम विजयते श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तन द पायोनियर ऑफ श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तन इन दिस वर्ल्ड और यूनिवर्स পৃথিবীতে আছে যত নগরাদি নাম সর্বত্র প্রচার হইবে মোর নাম নাম সংকীর্তন হি মেন্ট হিয়ার দিস নাম সংকীর্তন হি মেন্ট আই হ্যাভ কাম টু ইনগরেট দ্যাট মেন উইল রিচ টু এভরি নুক অ্যান্ড দ্য কর্নার অফ দিস ওয়াইড ওয়ার্ল্ড in the universe. What is that? The Naam Sankirtan, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sankirtan, Bahubhir Nidhitya Jat Kirtanam, Tadiva Sankirtanam. Congregational chanting. And Sankirtanam, Sanmak Kirtanam. Congregational both concerning quality and quantity. By quantity, congregational, as much as possible, extensive. And the quality, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, not Sankirtanam, Sammak Kirtanam, Purna Kirtanam, is only Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. To speak in praise, of any other gods, that is not Sankirtan. Sankirtan, Purna Kirtan, Sammak means Purna. That cannot be Sankirtanam, Purna Kirtanam, that is partial praise. But to be Sankirtan, the Kirtan, the sung in praise of the whole, Sammak Kirtanam, otherwise that will be partial representation and defective to a certain extent. The full sung will be in the praise of the full, then it will be full sung, full Sankirtan. Sri Krishna Sankirtanam is the fullest Sankirtan, the chanting in the praise of the whole. He should be praised, his mahima, his everything. He is responsible for everything. He is the master. He is the dispenser of good and bad. The absolute controller of everything. Everything is due to Him. The fulfillment of life. Fulfillment of the life of all the past. That only reaches Him. Reaches Him. Mukta pragraha vritti. Mukta pragraha vritti. There. The horse has got the rein to check. But if it let loose, freely it goes. It goes. So, the kirtan, the praise, if not checked by any purpose, it will go straight towards the supreme cause. So everything is due to Him. He is the receiver, recipient of everything. Everything is for Himself, for Himself. So Sankirtan means Kirtan of Krishna. It cannot be Sankirtan, the praise of any other thing than Krishna. Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. And the Sri means Lakshmi Devi Shakti, Sashakti, His potency. Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. With His paraphernalia, that is included in Him. So, Kirtan, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, Vijayate, that should thrive in this world. That should be victorious without any hindrance. A spontaneous and natural flow, without any check from any side, exclusive. Independent, perfect, unhesitating, the kirtan, the praise of Him, that should be chanted in a congregational manner. The Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, that sort of vibration should be created, and that will be most healthy and wholesome for the whole of the world. By Shuddha Bhakti, by surrender, by the pure devotion, we shall take to that Krishna Sankirtan. And what will be the different stages through which we shall pass? It is also mentioned there. Ketu Dhatparam Arjanam. The first is the consequences to cleanse the mirror of our mind. Mirror of our mind, keto, or our heart, or mental system, what we may say. Keto dhatpana marjanam. The mirror, if it is covered with dust, then we cannot see things properly and reflected. So if our heart is filthy, it is dirty, then shastric, that is scriptural advice or any incident cannot be reflected here properly because it is covered with dust. What are the dust? Annabhidas. Our desires, so many desires, fleeting and also organized desires we may have, and they are considered as dust. And our heart, our mind is covered with so many dust. Infinite desires we have got, and that is as dust has covered. Our understanding, we cannot see things properly. Can't understand the advice of the Vedas or anything of the sadhus properly because of that cannot reflect in our mind because it is dirty, it is covered with so many infinite ordinary desires of this mundane world, bhukti, mukti, etc. So the first thing we get from Sri Krishna Sankirtan, that is the cleansing of our mind. Ketu Dharpana Marjanam, and the Varnashram Dharma is also formed to do this purpose. If without any attraction for the consequence, we discharge the duty of Varnashram Dharma, then we get Chitta Shuddhi. But in the first installment of Nam Sankirtan gives us the result of Varnashram Dharma, the Chitta Shuddhi. Chitta Shuddho Dhruvasati. Then we can have the proper memory, we can understand Vedic advice properly, Chitta Shuddhi. So, Nam first installment of Nam Sankirtan we receive as Chitta Shuddhi. Ketu Dharpana Marjanam. Then, next installment, Bhavarmaha Dhavagne Bhapanam. Bhukti, then giving Mukti. Bhavarmaha Dhavagne Bhapanam. That we are to be, we are to come into creation. This mundane wave catches the soul and mingles with it the mundane vibrations in different stages. That is stopped, mukti, liberation. Liberation by second stride. First stride, Chitta Shuddhi, Nam Sankirtan, by second stride it comes to effect our liberation from the mundane forces. Bhava Mahadavagni Nidvapanam, that the great conflagration of tap, vajdhatta, adhyatika, adhibhautika, adhidhaivik, the three kinds of flames always burning our heart, and that is stopped, appeased, Bhava Mahadavagni, that we are to be, that we are to come in creation, we are to come in connection with the mortal world, and that is to suffer misery that is compared with fire, and that fire is extinguished forever. This is adhyatik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik. Adhyatik, which is coming from within, from the body or from the mind, as repentance and so many diseases. Adhyatik, adhibhautik, which is the misery that comes from our neighbors, from man and from the beast, from the insects, so many things. Adi, adhati, adhi, adhatik, adhi, adhi, bhautik. And bhuta means plani, from another animal coming. And adhi, dvaivik means accidental, famine, flood, all these things. Earthquake, adhi, dvaivik, not from any direct from any jiva, but from the nature it is coming. Three kinds of misery we are to suffer from. And this misery burns in our heart like fire, and that everything is quenched, extinguished, fire, forever. The second, by second installment, by second stride, Nam Sankirtan bestows us this relief. Baba Mahadavagni Nidbhavanam. Then Sriya Kaidava Chandrikamam Vidaranam. Then by Nam Sankirtan, after doing away with these two negative engagements, begins the positive engagement. It begins and takes us to the reality, to the truth proper. Sriya Kaidava Mangalam Kadranam Shivam Satyam Shivam Sundaram. The Shiva, which is above this mundane difficulty, the Seva, in a general way, Mangalam, Kalyanam, in a general way we get from it, that is Nam Sankirtan, from him, Nam Sankirtanam, Seva Kairava, Vidaranam. Here covers the Santo Dasya Sokha Vatsalya Rasam. Scooting, if we scrutinize in a suppressed way, it takes us there, and the vidya vadhu jivanam, and takes us to the to surrender infinitely for the disposal of Krishna. Vidya vadhu, preparedness for wholesale surrender towards Krishna, that is found in Madhura Rasa. Sevaka bhav, the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Nidair karuna habe vrije radha krishna bhave. Gradually, suppressedly, it passes to vidya vadhu jivanam. Then, anandam buddhivardhanam. Then when we come in that proper layer, the level, then taking the name of Krishna, we find the ocean that is transcendental, over experience, all kinds of experience, transcendental. A new type of ecstatic joy we find in Naam Sankirtan. And the surrender is complete according to the degree of surrender. Name comes to assert himself over us and gives us joy which is like the ocean in that is infinite. Type of joy we come to experience at this time. Buddhivadam, priti padam purnamita sadhanam. And also, not a static conception of the ocean, but it is dynamic in character. Priti padam, at every step, as if we find some new way, new light, and a new type of blissfulness. It becomes never stale or static, but every moment it gives us a touch of the infinite characteristic of ecstasy. Vijipadam purnamatasa sabvatma smapanam, the last and the seventh effective. Sarvatma snapanam, we may take it in two fold meanings. Sarvatma snapanam, all our existence of different strata and stages is purified. This enjoyment, though it is enjoyment, but it does not pollute as the mundane enjoyment. If it purifies, if we experience any mundane enjoyment, then that gives thing for reaction. So it pollutes the exploiter. Enjoyment means exploitation. So pollution attacks the enjoyer. But here, because it is from the opposite side, surrendered soul potency, and Krishna is aggressor, so purification, all sorts of enjoyment which we receive from the center, from the autocratic desire of Krishna, that purifies us. Sarvatma svapanam purifies to the whole. Sarvatma, atma dehe dhito jivi svabhavi. As much as different phases we can conceive in our own self, the whole self with all these different planes are fully satisfied and purified at the same time, purified, snapanam. And another meaning, sarvatma snapanam, if we do it in a congregational way, everyone is according to his capacity. Everyone is purified. The singer, a